if he returns something with simonim, does it help me the rice or not? Tomorrow says Elohod Tanan, that's what we learned. We had before Motza Tachrich Shel Shtoris. If somebody finds a roll of Shtoris, or Yaguda Shel Shtoris, or else a bundle of Shtoris, and there's a Shtar Chayv, the Shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So it says, Harei Zay Yachzer, we return it to the Malva. If the Malva has a simon that he lost it, we return the Shtar to the Malva, that the Malva will collect the Shtar. So the question is, Hachinam Hiros, you want to tell me, is it true that the Leiva, you want to tell me, Vitoni Midi Rabbonin, so you have to say, as Tavara, we said before, that the one that loses the Aveda, he's happy, it should be returned with Simonim. But over here, we don't have that Tavara. You want to tell me a Leiva, the person that borrowed the money, he's not happy if they return the Shtar back to the Malva, he's going to lose out. Because of him, they're going to collect the money. So there's no svara here, you should return it. So the Chura, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says, Simonim D'Araisa. The Chura, from this last case, it's a good proof to say that Simonim helps Midiraisa. It's not only Midirabonin, it's Akonim Midirabonin, but the svara Midiraisa, you say Mechan Simonim. Tehsiv, because the Pasuk says, For ho you imcho, ad roisha chicha isoi. You're supposed to hold on to the Aved, the lost object, until your brother comes and claims it. The question is, could you think what would enter your mind? That you should return it to him before it comes and claims it. Of course, you have to wait until he claims it. What do we need the pasuk for? Elo, the pasuk means dosheyu, check him out. Im ramayu im enoi oyenoi ramay, check him out to see if he's a liar or not. So before you return the aved, you have to make sure the person that's claiming it is not a liar. Now, lav bisimonim. Doesn't the pasuk mean we check him out? He has to give a proof. He has to tell us a sign on the lost object. So Shmamina here should be a proof also that Simonim is the rice. That's what Rava wants to say. Now the Gemara says, though, Omar Rava says, though, Im Tim Salaima, if you want to tell me that Simonim is the rice, then I have a Shaila. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Im Tim Salaima, if you want to say, Haposhitle, you just came out clearly that Simonim is the rice. He just came out clearly. There's a proof that Simonim is the Raisa. Gemara says no. Rav himself admits Mishrim Diikul Lameim Kedushaninim, because like we answered before already, maybe here the reason why you give back the Shtaros, where Tachros Shel Shtaros, Agudas Shel Shtaros, maybe only if the Malva has Edim, but maybe with Simonim alone we do not return it. So therefore, there's not 100% proof. Just Rav would like to say it's the Raisa. So now Rav says like in Tim Sleima, if you want to tell me that Simonim is the Raisa, still there are some Chidushim. Now, what's going to be the case like this? Simonim vis Simonim Yanich. Let's say two people give a simon. You find something, and two people come and claim it. And each one of them gives you a simon. So what are you supposed to do now? You can't return it to him, because somebody else says it's his. You can't give it to him, somebody else says it's his. And they both have good Simonim. So what do you do? So Lach Riz Yanich. Rashi Yachyav Elio, just leave it until Elio never comes, until you can know clearly to who it belongs. What about Simon and the Edim? Reuven gives you a simon that it belongs to him, but Shimon has Edim that it belongs to him. Here's the Chiddush that Yinosin Labal Edim. We return it to the one that has Edim. Even though we're going now, Simonim is the Raisa, but so what? Still, Edim is better than Simonim. That's the Chiddush of Rava. But in Tim's claim, even if you want to tell me Simonim is the Raisa, still Edim is better. What about Simonim? Reuven has a simon that belongs to him. V'simonim v'edechod. Shimon also has a simon that belongs to him, but he even has an edechod on his side. So Gemara says, edechod k'madales edom v'yanich. The edechod means nothing over here, because it's a question of money. And we know by money matters, an edechod can't help you. So therefore, since Reuven has a simon that belongs to him, that's a strong reason to say it belongs to him. Shimon has a simon that belongs to him. That's a strong reason it belongs to him. The fact that Shimon has an edechad with him doesn't mean more than Reuven's simonim. Therefore, it remains the same way, simon the simon, that Yanich, we have to leave it over until Eliyahu never comes, until we know clearly who it belongs to. Now, there's an edechad can't help you over here. Because Vice says, it's called taken away from the muchzik. The Shemer Azeidir is holding it for the owner, and he can't return it unless he knows the true owner. But since Reuven has a simon, for Shimon to get it away, an edechad means nothing. An edechad can't help you. So it's only with the simin, then of liyanuach. What about Eide Yariga v'Eide Nefila? Reuven has an Eidim that he made it, and Shimon has Eidim that it fell from him. So Lachariz Tinosin li'Eide Nefila. We return it to the one that has Eidim, it fell from him. the Yarmina, because we say, true that Reuven made it, but Zvune Zavna, could be Reuven sold it. Or Miyina Shachrina Nafo, and it fell from somebody else. So just the fact that you have it made is not a proof that right now it fell from you. True, you had it made, and maybe you sold it to somebody else, and it fell not from the other person. So if he has Adam a proof that it fell from him, he gets it. What about Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy? Reuven has the simon, how long it is, and Reuven, Shimon has a simon, how wide it is. Which one is better? So Tinosin Midas Orkoy, we give it to the one that has the length. Why? To Midas Rochboy, the width, Shiurei Komishari law, you could guess it or tell it, Kad Nachasi law Mori. Because when the owner puts it on, he spreads it around him, so he could tell how wide it is. But a Midas Orkoy le Mishtayi law. But you can't tell how long it is. Therefore, for this, you have to have a better simon. Therefore, this is called a better simon. What about Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy, Midas Gomov? One person says, I know clearly how long it is and how wide it is. That's called Midas Orkoy, Midas Rochboy. The second one says, Midas Gomov, I know how much it is together. Like I could tell you it's 20 feet, the length and the width together. He doesn't know how much each one is. Gomov means like together. And Rashi says, Gomov means like a kaf yevonis, like a chof. You know the measurement together. So Pshita the Gemara says, you know the Midas Orkoy and Midas Rochboy. They give it to the one that knows clearly how long it is and how wide it is. That's a better simon. Now, Midas Orkoy, Umidas Rochboy, Umidas Mishkolosa. One person knows how long it is and how wide it is, and the next person has the simon, how much it weighs. So who do we give it back to? Each one says it belongs to him, the Aveda. So the locher is, Yinosin Lemidas Mishkolosa. They give it back to the one that knows the weight. That's the better simon, how much it weighs. Who ama simone haget v'hi omeres simone haget? It's a question now. We find the get, and we do not know. The husband says it's mine. I never gave it to my wife, and the wife says, "No, you gave it to me." She's a megareshes, and they both give simonim to the person to know it came from them. So locher is yinosein lo. We give the get to her because the husband for sure knows the simonim. We know for sure you had it before. The question is, did you give it over to your wife or not? So if she could give us simonim, that's a proof that she received it, then we give it back to her, it's a proof she's megareshes. But my, what are we talking about? Stam, how long it is, how wide it is. So what if the wife knows it? Maybe the husband showed it to her, even before he gave it to her. So the fact she knows these simonim is not a proof that she really received it. Ela, rather, the simon she knows is nekev yeshboi, b'tzad ois pleni. There's a hole near one ois. That's a very good simon. That she would only know if she really received the get. So that's the proof she received the get. What about who Omer he says simoni achut? I have the simon upon the string that the get is tied around with. The Omer is a simoni achut, and she also gives the simon of the chut. So yilocher is yinos and lo, we give it to her because as long as she has a simon, that's the proof that she received it. So the Maya, what are we talking about? She says it's a white string or it's a red string. So Mara says, what kind of simon is that? Maybe while the husband was holding it, the wife saw it. So that wouldn't be a good simon to say that she really received it. How long the string is. That you only know if you really had the get, but if she really had the get, and she knows how long it is. He says, I left the get, and you found it was probably in my chest. And she says it was in the chest. So locher is yinosin loy. We give it back to the husband. That's not a proof. The fact the ishi could tell and says that she knows the get was in the chest. My time. What's the reason? Because may the idea. She knows. She can guess it by herself. To chomad yisle v'chavisu demanachlei. Anything the husband has usually puts it into a chest. So therefore, the fact she says, you know where you found this get in the chest. It's not a proof to say that she really received the get and she put it there. She's just guessing. Really, we say the get was by the husband. The husband maybe never gave it to her. Therefore, we would not give her the get. Now the Mishnah says, V'yad mosai chayv l'hachris. Till how long do you have to proclaim the Aveda? You still have to worry about giving it back. Ad kidei sheyedu boi shchein of divu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, as long as the neighbors find out about it, and we'll see in the Gemara which neighbors, then you don't have to proclaim it anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh regolim. No, for three regolim, three yom tovim, you have to proclaim the Aveda. The achra regal achra, and after the third regal, shiva yom, then you have to wait 7 days. Kadesh sheyelech lebeisa, that the people should go home and check on theirs. When they come to the regal, they proclaim then, I found an Aveda. So people then go home to check out the house and see if they lost something. So it takes them 3 days to go home. Then shlosh, v'yachza shlosh, they'll return back within 3 days, that's 6 days.
The Yachruz Yomecha, then it proclaimed to get it back the seventh day. So therefore, after the third regular, you still have to wait 7 days. And if nobody comes right then, then if you condemn on, you can keep it, you don't have to take care of it anymore. The Gemara says, Tony will learn like this, Shcheina Yaveda, till the neighbors of the one that lost it finds out about it. So Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah says. So my Shcheina Yaveda, what does it mean the neighbors of the Aveda? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Shcheinim the Baal Aveda, the neighbors of the one that lost it. So Gemara says, how do we know that? If we know who the one that lost it is, so what do you have to worry about his neighbors? Go return it to him. Ela, rather, the Mishnah means like this, Shcheina Mokam Shnipses Boy Aveda. If the neighbors around the place where you found the Aved, as soon as they find out about it, so they go and tell people that things were lost. And if nobody comes and tells you about it, so you don't have to be machris, you don't have to proclaim it more. Like that's enough to proclaim the Aved, the owner should find out about it. If you have Yudu Aymano, you have to wait Gimur Golem. And after that, 7 days. So more the question, remember, I have a question. It says, Vishleshu, but Macheshrin, Sherlin, Tegashomim. The third day, Macheshrin used to say, Mashavruchim, Ragoshim, ready. So I'm going to leave or Shaila was even Saint Talamata, they would say, in Eretz Yisrael. He holds B'sholosh B'macheshin and Saint Talamata. Rabbi Gamliel Loi Meb Zayin Boy. No, they wait till Zayin Macheshvan. Shu Tetzvav Z'yoyim Achrachag, because that's 15 days after Sukkot. K'day Sh'yegiyah Achran Sh'veretz Yisrael Nahapras, that people should be able to make it home to from one place Eretz Yisrael to Nahapras. So Chur Yisrael takes 15 days to go home. So Akamal Mishnah says in 3 days they go home. Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael Lakash is no Sira. I tell you, come to Mikdash Rishon, come to Mikdash Sheni, to have the Mikdash Rishon, the Nefisha Yisrael Tuva.